This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
I think Woods and I are fighting now.
All of a sudden. We're not fighting, but it's freaked me out.
Not trying to.
Just go with the flow, dude.
You always want me to go with the flow. That's all you ever want, go with the flow. We have a four-hour program.
He starts peppering me with questions about the last hour. I'm like, just bro, let's go. Let's have some fun.
I know it seems so easy for you, but I'm constantly sitting here thinking I've got to plan out every 5-10 minute segment to make sure that we have 4 hours covered.
Oh, we're good.
And if we both just went with the flow the entire time, the show would be a disaster.
I don't think so.
Yes, it would.
No, I don't think so.
Now, if we just did my style, it would also be a disaster. That's why we work together.
That's very true.
Just had some questions about... Paulie's got some good Throwback Thursday stuff.
Yeah.
Want to get to this Kyle Hart audio.
Yeah.
We've got Aztecs tickets to give away. We have a Rhino report.
Don't ask me. I'll roll with you. Let's go.
I'm just trying to squeeze it all into the... All right. Let's get going. All right.
You can do... You have carte blanche to do whatever you want. And you know me. I will roll with you.
That's white card in French, I believe.
Is that what it means?
Carte blanche.
Carte blanche?
Yes.
You have carte blanche.
Looking at Kyle Hart right now with 97.3 The Fan out there killing it. Spring training, getting all this content up.
We'll get Sammy's audio from the newest Padre right after we give out today's biggest fan name. If you hear your name called, you're going to have 10 minutes to call us back at 833-288-0973 and qualify for our grand prize drawing, 20 tickets for you and your friends for a night in our Odyssey suite at a Padres game. Coming up this season, you can register your name at 973thefansd.com/biggestfan. But right now, for the next 10 minutes, Andrew Dixon from Vista is our biggest fan. Andrew Dixon from Vista. That's a real name, right?
Can't believe he fell for it again.
That's a real name. Get 10 minutes to call us back. 833-288-0973. Yeah, Padres were ready for this one. They usually, you know, Jeff Passan or Dennis Lynn or Kevin Acey or someone will announce an agreement, and then they'll sign a guy a couple days later, and then the guy shows up. Kyle Hart, the Padres just dropped that one on us. They sent an email, they sent a tweet,
and he's there.
He's in Peoria. They couldn't hide it any longer. Who's this guy that has a locker in the Padres clubhouse named Kyle Hart? Well, he's the newest player.
It's like Willie Mays Hayes just showed up.
I don't see a Hart on the list.
I don't know. Wish we had him 2 years ago.
Carry him right out in his cot, and he wakes up outside. Get him a uniform. Yeah, they do need a left-handed pitcher. So, again, the guy had a monster season in Korea last year.
It's beastly.
Before that, was not really considered a major prospect in baseball. Had one cup of coffee with the Red Sox.
Didn't go great.
15.5 ERA. Didn't go great. Bounced around the minor leagues for most of his career. But now he's got a shot in the big leagues with the San Diego Padres on a $1 million deal with an option for next year. Here's what Kyle Hart had to say this morning with Sammy Leavitt here in the Padres clubhouse.
Can you tell us why this opportunity made the most sense for you and why you chose the Padres?
Yeah, I mean, I think it was pretty clear as soon as I talked to AJ, Josh, you know, Ruben. I think it was pretty clear where this team is at, and I felt like they wanted me, and that was something that I kind of set out at the beginning of free agency was let's kind of combine opportunity with a chance to win, a great clubhouse, a great culture. And, you know, I was putting those things first in my journey, and as soon as I started talking to those guys, it was clear that this was going to be the best fit for me.
What did last year do for you, and did it kind of work out to plan?
Yeah, you know, that's one of the questions that they had for me was, you know, what changed and what worked for you. And I think it was really just the blank canvas that I was given by the Dinos, just to kind of do my thing, be myself. And that's something I kind of latched onto. I felt like my last couple of years in the minor leagues, I didn't know kind of who I was, what my role was. And over there, it was like, hey, you got 100 pitches. We need as many outs as you can get. And it was very simple. So I think I simplified things and just kind of found myself. Obviously, there was some pitch design stuff that I changed, some mechanic stuff that I changed. But most of all, it was just having a clean opportunity.
And I'm assuming you went over there with the idea of 1 year and then try to see what you could do?
You know, that wasn't really on my mind going over there. I just wanted to pitch the best that I could, and whatever opportunities arose beyond that were, you know, I was going to be happy with. And I think to kind of answer your question more clearly, like when I got into July and August, I realized, you know, what the potential might be. And I think it was in the back of my mind, and you kind of keep shoving it down. Like, hey, let's worry about that when it's time. So I did a good job of being in the present, especially with my teammates and my staff over there, just trying to pitch the best that I could for the Dinos. And that got me here.
So that's Kyle Hart. And I had the exact same thought as GSDP in our chat. He looks like a San Diegan. If you walk past him in PB, you'd just think, oh yeah, he just looks like he belongs here. He's got the hair. He's just got,
look at that hair.
He's got the look. He looks like he's lived here his entire life, even though he's from, I think, Cincinnati originally is where he grew up, and then was in the Red Sox organization, Phillies, Mariners, and now Korea and to the San Diego Padres.
Yeah, big, you know, nice little addition. We'll see what he's got, and very low risk for the Padres. And I know he changed his arm slot when he was over there and led to a lot of success in the KBO. Means, you know, it doesn't mean anything, really, at this point, but obviously going to come in and pitch with some confidence, knowing he can do it and get outs, and you know he's got a chance, man, and that's always a good thing.
All right, it is Throwback Thursday. Paulie always goes back in our archives to see what happened this week in Ben and Wood's show lore, and he's got a couple of moments here for us, so I thought we'd just get to it right now. And I don't remember this first one. This was, he says, the very first ever Ben-splaining moment on the show.
Definitely not the last.
This was exactly 5 years ago.
Just
today.
Right before the pandemic started, yeah. In February of 2020, February 13th, 2020.
Sometimes it's fun, man, when you go through the archives here and like you'll hear in this clip, like we're talking about like Jace Tingler getting ready for his first full spring training.
Oh, yeah.
So the fudge course, is Jace this Tingler. Story then gets legs. You know what I mean by a story getting
now
legs?
Yes.
It adds to the it adds to the fuel.
You're gonna mansplain to Woods.
Are you mansplaining? Woods, do you know when I say a story, what I'm referring to? Yes, I know what it means when it gets legs. Am I a moron?
So Woods, at 6:35, we're gonna interview Annie Heilbrun. It means she's gonna be on the phone and you're gonna talk to her and ask her questions.
Ask her questions? Oh, okay.
All right. National Radio Day.
Mansplainer.
No, we're good.
He did it.
All right. It's always good. Everyone, I just want to make sure everyone's on the same page. Same
I'm on the same page. Legs. Woods, this is what we in the business call legs. All right. I got it.
Wow.
So then a short time later, Jace Tingler comes out, new manager of the Padres. His very first season media scrum, they call it.
Yeah.
You know what a scrum?
Yes, I know what a scrum is.
Yes,
You can't see he's got his hands up doing the, do you know what a scrum is, the finger quote. I know what a scrum is, for the love of God. So it's such a good, it's incredible. He stops and looks at me. You know, legs, right? Yeah, like I'm, like you're some seasoned reporter with the press pass thing in your hat. Legs.
You know what I mean by a story getting legs?
What do you think you're talking to?
I'm honestly just trying to be inclusive, and I want to make sure everybody's on the same page. That's all.
Holy crap. Every now and then,
I don't want you to feel dumb.
Why would I feel dumb? Who doesn't know what legs mean?
You didn't know what a scrum was.
Oh my God.
I wouldn't want you to feel like, what is he talking about over there?
Remember the movie The Firm?
Yes.
Where that old man is the security guy, and he looked at him, he goes, what do you think I am, the effing night watchman? Like, that's how I feel working with Ben sometimes. What do you think? He just picked me up out of a gutter somewhere?
This was 5 years ago. I mean, you were somewhat still new to the whole, you know, sports talk.
Yeah, but I'm not new to the universe.
We worked together for 2 years.
Right.
Was it 2 weeks?
Like, every now and then he'll bust one out where I'm like, Occam's razor, what is that, right? I honestly, when you said that 7 years ago, I don't think I'd ever heard the term Occam's razor. And I laugh my ass off. Throw out the baby with the bathwater. I don't think I'd ever heard that before. Those two, I was like, oh, I'd like a little more clarification on it. But no.
Occam's razor.
I know what legs mean. So good. And a scrum. You're a gem. You're a gem. What do you think I am here, the Night Watchman? Wilford Brimley with the best line of all time.
I just feel like it's always a mistake to assume everyone knows what you're talking about.
That's fair.
All right. Let's go to cut three. Okay. We can save the second one maybe for the next segment because it's a banger. I mean,
yeah.
Woodsy at his absolute best, giving a critic their chance to shine.
Right.
But that one's a little bit longer.
But, so. I would
but
do this
first,
bit every day.
Before Papa Roach, there was Disturb.
Yes. This is incredible.
Yeah. Down with the Sickness. No idea how we got into this on February of 2022.
Okay.
But it led to some elite Ben content.
I almost just had a stroke. Wah! I can't even do it. Can you do your best? Wah, Wah! Like he does it. Wah!
Of course, we were talking about Down with the Sickness.
Down with the Sickness.
Wah!
Pretty good.
Do you have the actual one, just so everyone knows what we're talking about here?
Wah! Wah! That's pretty good.
Not bad.
Ben had no... Ben goes, ah! Oh, you got to do the... Hey, hold on. Dun, 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 dun. Oh, wah!
Slower
it's
than
hard
he does.
To get it.
It's hard.
With the music. Murdered me.
It's hard to get it. His face is unbelievable. Wah! Polly does it the best.
Polly nailed it.
Wah! I can't do it fast enough.
Who actually does this?
Some guy in Disturbed. Oh, ah! Still hits pretty good, that song. Still gets you that
and
intro.
That song is called Down with the Sickness.
That's right. It is hard. That's a hard thing to do. Have you gotten any better?
No.
It's wah! You just wah like a baby.
I still can't roll my R's. You think
that's
I can wah?
Wah! Wah! Wah!
Paulie's definitely
it kind of hurts.
Then there's another part in the intro where he goes, like that.
You gotta suffer for your craft. Apparently.
You do. play the part where he vomits.
Pull that up.
You gotta pull up Down with the Sickness.
Oh my God.
You are incredible. You're amazing. It's so good.
All right, we'll come back. We will have the third entry in our Throwback Thursday when a listener thought he could do our job just as well as us.
Crushed.
And then we'll give away some San Diego State basketball tickets as well. All coming up. First, though, let me tell you about SDFatLoss.com.
Here we go. I found it for you.
Oh.
There you go. That's easier.
Now I sound like a seal. Trying to do that. So, yeah, everyone knows my story. It was two summers ago, so a little over a year and a half ago, that just knew that I needed to do something. Didn't like the programs I had done before that involved eating like five bars every single day and just one meal. I like my food. I like real food. And they told me at SDFatLoss.com, now you can eat real food and still lose weight fast, up to a pound of fat per day, 10 to 20% of your body weight in just 60 days. Sounded too good to be true, but no, it absolutely was true. I ate steak and chicken and vegetables, and I lost 40 pounds in 60 days. If I can do it, I know you can as well. My message has gotten out. We've had so many tier ones who have signed up for the program. You've heard some of their stories, like Manny lost 93 pounds, went through the program, lost 50, then went on and lost 43 more. You can be a success story as well. Just go today to SDFatLoss.com. Set up your free consultation. They will explain the program, how it works, how they will give you the support you need, not just to lose the weight, but to keep the weight off. And right now, you're going to get $200 off the program through February. Keep that special going here, because we want people to lose weight, be the best selves that they can be with SDFatLoss.com. And honestly, it's less expensive than a lot of other programs out there and more effective. You lose weight faster. And it's just so more sustainable. You don't have to rely on the injections for the rest of your life that are expensive. You just do it the right way like I have. It's easy to follow. It's easy to stick to. It's SDFatLoss.com. Check them out today. Go online. Set up your free consultation at SDFatLoss.com. All right, having some fun on a Throwback Thursday with Men in Woods. We'll give away some Aztecs tickets to Saturday's game against Boise State at Viejas Arena in just a couple of minutes. But we had a couple of throwback clips for you in our last segment, and we've got one left, and it's definitely, I think, one of our favorites over the years.
It's tough to listen to.
It is hard to listen to.
I don't remember the exact context. Was this still... This might have even been when we were doing the 5 o'clock hour.
I think so. I think it was the 5.
I don't think Ben was there. Or maybe he was just out. I don't know. But it was you and me that morning early. And you had a guy that was, I don't know if he was publicly or in your DMs or whatever. Just, you guys suck. I could
do this.
I could host a show like this in my sleep.
So I just did the bit. Like, all right, it's yours. It's all yours. Just call in. I'm going to give you the whole first 15 minutes of the show. You got it. Our opening break's about 12 to 15 minutes. And I said...
I mean, we brought him on immediately.
Music stopped, and I said, buddy, the floor is yours.
You gave him a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Well, and, you know, it's not like I told him, like, the day before. No, tomorrow. If you call in, you can have it. It's all yours. And I mean, look, he's a good dude. He's still on Twitter, still active. And, but I was like, go, have at it. It's all you. This is what happened. All right, everybody, good morning. It's time for Dimeo and Woods. I'm Woods, that's Paul, and joining us on the line remotely today is our friend Dimeo. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning. I got to give myself a little intro music just for that.
Oh, he's got his own intro music. He's holding up to the phone.
Dimeo does it. All right, let's go.
All right, here we go.
Hey, who was that? I got to give props.
He's like stalling.
Was that Ben that snuck in that line? If it was 94, that'd be cool.
No, that was me.
I dug that.
That was me. That was me. All right, here we go.
In
3, 2, 1. The floor is yours, Dimeo. Entertain us.
Yeah, I got to give a shout out, first of all, to SD. This is where I've been born and raised. To be on the radio in SD, and who's ever listening on that Odyssey app, I got people out of state there. Are not going to be up this early, but they can listen to it later. I think that's awesome. This is where I've grown up, man.
All right.
And like you said, it's kind of a slow down period for sports right now. What do we have going on? We got that baseball. They're still negotiating that. Super Bowl. A lot of people are really happy with the Rams winning. I, for one, I can't jump on that train, man. It was a hardcore San Diego Chargers fan. I couldn't jump on the L.A. Chargers. That's just something I couldn't do. And I wasn't about to switch and be like, now I'm a Rams fan all of a sudden. That's not my deal.
You got like 13 minutes. And let's stop. Let's stop. And so your phone's cutting in and out. So that's, I mean, obviously it would sound different if you're in the studio, number one, right?
Yeah, that's what another thing I told my boy. I was like, it's going to sound like.
Oh, and you can't curse on the radio. So
really?
I'm going to say we should maybe kibosh this because I don't. You can't curse.
Oh, my God. I mean, skipped foreplay entirely, got right to sports.
Just got right. Well, no. Geography first.
Yes.
SD. Geography. I'm SD. I was born here.
Shout out, SD.
Shout out, as you mentioned a couple times. Look. I had fun with it.
Entertain us.
He had fun with it.
Yeah.
I like that. Yeah. Yeah. SD.
Yeah, I got to give a shout out, first of all.
You don't.
Talking about the Chargers.
Talking about the Rams.
7 years later.
I really had fun with that. It is very, it's hard to listen to. It's not a, see, you know, again, I've said it many times. We're not laying brick in here, man. But. It's not as easy as you might think it is. So it was a chance. Gave him a shot, man. Gave him a shot. Now, if he had come, I'll tell you this. You guys know me. If he had come on the radio and slayed it and gave me 15 minutes of dynamic, I would have been like, dude, you knocked that out of the park. I was wrong. You guys know me.
He might be hosting his own show right now.
100%. I absolutely would have said. I would have said, bro, let me tell you, you absolutely crushed that. You crushed it. It was great. It was great.
Now, do we struggle at times?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
100%.
No doubt about it.
Nobody's perfect, man. Nobody is perfect, but.
I do see what you were doing there.
Yeah.
You wanted to make a point, and I think your point was made.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah.
I mean, you gave him a full like night to sleep on it, have a story, a joke,
anything.
A punchline, like anything.
Yeah, good morning, San Diego. It's your old pal, Daimyo. Look, I got to tell you guys what a great opportunity this is.
Right.
This is so much fun. I'm nervous as hell, but this is, you know, let's get into it. Paulie, tell me how you got in the business. Woodsy, tell me that, like, whatever. Interview, tell a story, whatever.
Yeah,
man,
but,
I
got to give a shout out, first of all, to SD. This is where I've been born and raised. So to be on the radio in SD.
Just a lot of SDs. A
lot of SDs in there. A lot of SDs. I got a, speaking of shout outs, I have a quick, kind of serious shout out. You guys know my buddy Craig, the guy that came in the Christmas and Holiday show, brought us the big Ben and Woods neon.
Oh, yeah.
That we still haven't hung. He's a very kind dude. Texted me this morning. He said, I need a small favor. My mother-in-law, who's been a Padres fan since 1969 and a big Tier 1, Betty Vasquez, is having brain surgery either today or tomorrow. Could use some Tier 1 prayer and support. Could you shout her out for me before you guys leave for the weekend? She loves you guys and listens all the time. So, Betty Vasquez, 100%.
Shout out, Betty.
Shout out, Betty. We've got your, we got your back. And hope it goes well for you. And thank you so much for listening. And be thinking about you today or tomorrow whenever that goes down. But, Craig's my man. And absolute no problem at all to give that shout out.
Quickly, back to sports for a second. Tell me if this sounds familiar. Really good Mountain West team at home. Falls behind by 13 points early against a not very good Mountain West team. Has to rally late to pull a victory out of the fire. Now, that's the San Diego State story. Happened in New Mexico last night at the Pit. They were down 13 to Wyoming, just like the Aztecs were. At home, had to rally back, just barely snuck out a 71-67 win last night. So it's not just San Diego State that sometimes struggles in games that they are expected to win in the Mountain West Conference. Happened in New Mexico, but the Lobos continue to lead by a game over Utah State. And then you've got a three-way tie for third place at 9-4. Aztecs, Colorado State, and Boise State. And Boise State's going to be at Viejas Arena on Saturday night for a pretty big game because the winner is going to be in third. The losers drop into fifth and a tougher road through the Mountain West Tournament and also a tougher road to the NCAA Tournament. This is a game the Aztecs, again, probably have to win to stay on the right side of the bubble. They're still right there on like the last four teams in on the NCAA tournament at the last Lunardi bubble. So if you want to be there, cheer for the Aztecs on Saturday night. Here's your chance to win a pair of tickets. We've got two tickets for the game against Boise State. Call now. Be the third caller, 833-288-0973. We will give you a pair of tickets. You can get your own tickets at GoAztecs.com for the Aztecs and Broncos. I think it's a 7 p.m. tip on Saturday night at Viejas Arena.
It's going to be, I would imagine, pretty insane in there.
I think so.
You know, like that's a big one. These
I sure
are great
hope so.
Tickets.
If you're on the fence, if you got tickets and you're on the fence about going, get there, be loud.
Yeah, no question about it. Well, hey, I wanted to tell you guys, Underdog is one of the leading sports apps. You can now play it right here in our state. You want to win up to 1,000 times your money? You can with Underdog to play. All you have to do is choose whether a player will go higher or lower with one of their stats. Like if you're into basketball, college basketball, NBA, points, assists, rebounds, and more. I'm not sure about the golf today. I don't know that I would make any picks on golf today, but I just don't know if they're going to get it going today. But you can do all kinds of picks with golf as well. You can mix and match across other sports. Play with as little as a dollar. If you get everything right, you can win up to 1,000 times your money. Turn a dollar into 1,000 just with your sports knowledge. And I hear from a lot of you guys. You guys have a lot of sports knowledge. So listen. Very simple to play, very fun to play. Download the Underdog app. Sign up now using the promo code Woods to unlock a special offer of up to $1,000 in bonus cash when you make your first deposit. Join in on the fun when you sign up with promo code Woods. Claim your special offer today. Get up to $1,000 in bonus cash instantly upon first deposit. You must be 18 plus, 19 plus in Alabama and Nebraska, 19 plus in Colorado for some games, 21 plus in Arizona and Massachusetts, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms do apply. Void in Colorado. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit ncpgambling.org. In Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text Next Step to 53342. In New York, call the 24/7 Hope Line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text Hope NY.
All right, I got some news for you. I was doubtful. I was skeptical. But play is underway at the Genesis Invitational.
That's
at
amazing,
Torrey
dude.
Pines. First groups are off the first and 10th tee on the South Course on a really yucky day for golf in San Diego.
Don't
but
you hate showcasing San Diego like this to the rest of the country?
Yeah,
like, that's tough. And they're not used to seeing this when they look at Torrey Pines on a Saturday golf tournament. Or
but it'll be nice by the weekend, I think.
Oh, so, yeah, it should be nice by tomorrow afternoon.
But it's going to be a backlog of golfers. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, but if they're going to play, I mean, as long as they'll play in the rain, as long as the puddles don't start forming on the greens, and it doesn't sound like the really heavy stuff, you know.
Come down for quite a while.
Come down for quite a while. I keep playing here. No, it's really not until like 7 o'clock tonight that Megan Perry last night said the really heavy stuff is.
Tonight?
So, tonight, yeah. Overnight, and then by tomorrow morning, it should be back to light stuff, and then by around noon tomorrow, I think we're done, and then it's going to get nice over the weekend. But they are out there, and I can't imagine it's going to be much fun to be playing golf today.
I think they've already banged opening weekend of Pauly and my adult league. I think we're already out. I think they've already
the field's going to be overly waterlogged.
Saturated. Yeah. So that's a bummer.
Well, Torrey, they've got teams of, you know, landscapers.
Sure.
And, you know, ground crews who are taking care of the course to make sure it's as playable as possible. So I know we were going to play our Wishbone auction round today at the GOAT, but we canceled that. We're not mutters, as they say.
No,
on the PGA
I'm not doing
tour.
This today. There's no chance.
We're going to reschedule to a nicer day. There's plenty of nice days in San Diego. They're being forced to play golf on one of the not nice days today at the Genesis. But it is underway. This hour on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Staples. Your local Staples has hot deals and super low prices throughout the store and everything for your business. And right now at Staples, save up to $250 off your print order. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for details. Ends 4/5, plus save even more with the Easy Rewards program at Staples. Adam's working on, we just got some sound on AJ Preller. From spring training, his first comments. We'll get to that before the end of the show. First, though, the Rondle Report after traffic on 97.3 The Fan.
And get things started here with our edition, today's edition of the Rondle Report.
Now tuned into the greatest.
Welcome to the Rondle Report with Paul Rindel.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Rindel Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood?
That was good.
Can I get a yeah? Oh, yeah.
All right.
All right.
I think you should work hot beef into the Rindel Report.
Hot
intro.
Beef.
Hot beef.
Hot beef!
Why not? at this point.
You know what? Why not?
Why not?
See what we can do.
Wait, yeah. What was that? Was from when
that stop was you? Just, no, that was you yelling yesterday incessantly. Hot beef.
Hot
and
beef.
You wouldn't stop. You just wouldn't stop. You
hot
kept
beef.
Doing it.
Hot beef. Hot beef.
No, but what was the
just you? That was just you. There was no story.
We were very confused.
Why can't I remember?
You just
exactly
started yelling hot beef.
I remember. I'm just not going to tell you.
Oh, I remember too.
Oh, when you have beef with someone, that's, right. That's where it comes from.
Right. Hot beef.
Hot beef.
Hot beef. As opposed to cold beef.
Cold beef.
All right. Gentlemen, we have been wall-to-wall baseball coverage. A lot of Padres news to discuss. But let's, how about another local team? San Diego FC. We are getting ready for their first match of
what did you say?
San Diego FC.
Oh. He says San Diego FC.
San Diego FC.
Jammed it together real fast.
San Diego FC.
FC for sure.
They were in preseason... preseason friendly match yesterday in the Coachella Valley Invitational, match number 2 for them. They lost their first one over the weekend, and they were blanked yesterday by the Portland Timbers 3-2-0.
3-0.
3-0, right?
I've got
to remember all my
6-1
the goal
aggregate.
The what do they call it in soccer? The goal differential?
Yeah, minus 5.
Ben's like, "But they're playing really well."
All right, so they gave up an early goal. They were down 1-0. And they had a few chances at the equalizer, and it was still 1-0, like with 10 minutes 14th left.
14th minute for the first goal, and then the last two both came in the 81st and 84th minute.
Yeah.
So
garbage time, you know, at the end of the game.
Yeah.
It's preseason. They're playing, I think it's the same place where they do Coachella, isn't it?
No, I'm going to overreact.
Grounds?
I'm going to overreact to these like I do to Padres spring training losses.
You've been to Coachella. Is that where they do Coachella?
Yeah, Polo Grounds.
The Polo Grounds?
Yeah.
Yeah, these are the same. They're playing Coachella right now.
Probably
headlining Coachella. Yeah,
less drugs and alcohol, I would hope.
More soccer.
Less drugs and alcohol.
They have one more game Saturday morning at 10 a.m. against New York Red Bulls.
Yeah. This is unacceptable. 0-2. One goal. It's unacceptable.
Is Mikey Varis on the hot seat? I'm just asking the question.
This is unacceptable.
Yeah.
Figure it out.
To embarrassment
this
to our
is,
town.
I'm embarrassed. Here we
Are
go.
Are we ever going to win a game? Are we ever going to win a match?
Here we go again. The San Diego sports curse, alive and well.
I know they're unveiling their away kits tomorrow.
Oh, nice.
I have a
home kit.
Yes, you have a home kit, but their away kits are going to be unveiled tomorrow.
We'll look forward to that.
All right,
I'll take a win. I don't care about the kits, Ben. I want dubs. Okay?
It's an expansion team.
SDFC dooming. Well, you got to hold them accountable.
I mean, the Padres didn't even have a winning season for like 14 years when they were an expansion team.
Slow starters.
Also unacceptable.
Slow starters.
Right.
Matt says there's some gnarly dooming in the game stream
of
a preseason game. It feels right.
There was a shot off the post by Chicky.
Yep.
You know, a couple chances.
I love it, man. We are the...
Mikey said, "Hey, we did some things well. We controlled the ball."
Is Mike Schilt?
Exactly. Mike Schilt.
I will say, I've never been a soccer fan.
Right.
It's never appealed to me. I am looking forward, you know, open mind.
Yeah,
I am looking forward to learning more about the game and trying to embrace the sport and the team as much as I can. It's much easier when you have a local team, for sure. Even if it's just MLS, you know, I don't see myself ever waking up at 4 a.m. to go watch a Premier League game on the weekend. But I'm looking forward to learning more about it and trying to just at least go into it with an open mind.
And they don't have the games at 4 a.m., fortunately.
Yeah.
They're at normal times.
It wouldn't really bother us that much.
Soccer fans would be so used to it. They should do that. They should just do like 5 a.m. games at
Snapdragon
Stadium.
Games,
Everyone's so used to getting up early to watch soccer.
All right, we will stop it with the sports and move along here. Still got enough time to get that AJ Preller clip in. This is maybe the most disgusting sports story food story that I've ever read on the Rinder Report. How do you guys feel about Papa John's as far as the chain pizza ranks?
Mm-mm.
It's low on my list, but pizza's pizza.
I'll eat it.
Yeah,
in a pinch.
You know what's good on pizza?
Pizza.
Hot beef.
He's not wrong.
He's not wrong.
I think the first thing I think of with Papa John's pizza is the little cup of garlic sauce that you get with every pizza.
That scares me a little.
I've never enjoyed the buttery garlic sauce.
I don't know that there's any butter or actual garlic in it.
Do you dip the pizza in or do you drizzle it over the pizza?
It seems very fake to me.
I don't know.
It's thick.
Thick. It's viscous.
It's too
damn viscous, man.
It looks like it would last forever without refrigeration, which scares me,
In a bunker of some sort, you go to like, oh my God, look at this. And you open it and go, no, it's still good. It's very viscous.
Society collapsed 27 years ago, but you can still consume the garlic butter sauce from Papa John's.
The garlic sauce is synonymous with Papa John's, and a lot of people like it. It's not going away. In fact, some people must like it so much that they would be interested in the Papa John's limited edition bath bomb that is meant to...
That is repugnant. I already smell like that anyway.
Garlic butter sauce.
So I don't need to double up on my garlic pit underarms.
It's one of those, it's a promotional thing.
Did you eat garlic for lunch? No, I bathed in it.
Yeah, no, I sat in the bath. Put it in my bath.
A bath bomb...
Of garlic
butter
it's,
sauce.
It's literally one of the smells that you try to eradicate the most.
But it's weird. If you're cooking with garlic, you're like, yes, more.
But when it,
but if
it
you emanate, smell like
when
garlic,
it emanates from your pores, it all of a sudden becomes less pleasant.
They're not selling these. They're holding a contest, of course, on their website, and they want to award these garlic butter sauce bath bombs to super fans of Papa John's and people that share their love for dipping sauce.
Super fan of Papa John's other than Shaq?
God, I love it so much. Like, I can't even deny how much I love it.
It's okay in a pinch. I that's fine. That's
if I'm
niche.
At a little kid's birthday party and it's there, I'm like, oh,
that's
your slice.
Lane.
That's it.
It's, if it's there, it's okay, it's fine. That's your lane. Just stay in your lane. Don't try to be round table.
Who wants to smell like pizza or garlic in the bath?
Yeah, no, I'm out. Yeah. No, thank you. And then finally, this could have been like a fun don't do this story. Lot of the same vibes here as, do you guys ever go to Dick's Last Resort?
Oh, yeah.
Or at least you're familiar with it, right? You sit down and you get insulted the whole time.
It's great. It's like Ben coming to work every day, pretty much.
Yeah.
This is our Woods' last resort.
So there is a Vietnamese place in Australia that hands out fortune cookies with their meals that are R-rated.
Oh.
And that's their whole bit. Everybody knows, like, you go there looking forward to your R-rated fortune cookie.
Okay.
And they have a fortune cookie company that makes regular fortune cookies as well, and then they make the R-rated fortunes to send out to this particular spot in Australia. But the fortune cookie company, they made a big clerical mistake. The messages were right on the fortunes, but they shipped them to other restaurants expecting normal...
People got surprised by
fortune
cookies. Fortune cookie messages.
Let me see your boobs.
People at these regular restaurants were like extremely confused.
Can you read any
confused.
Of these or not?
Can you read any of them?
Allowed to?
So not all of them were dirty. Like one said, you are capable of great things. All you have to do is look at your phone all day. You won't be that great. Sorry.
It's not even clever.
This one says, the year of the snake.
The year of the snake.
The year of the snake bears good fortune. Your divorce is coming soon.
And then so it's just insulting.
And then it ended
Don
with,
Rickles here.
Says, your spouse only married you for your money, you ugly C word.
That sounds like our Yelp reviews, actually.
So the restaurant that ordered them found out about when the company emailed them to say that they would not be doing swear words anymore. They're just backing out of the R-rated fortune cookie business.
Yeah, we decided to get out of the
this
R-rated
one,
fortune cookie business.
We can't really cover this one.
Now
up.
We're getting into the X-rated fortune.
Did you ever go to Dick's Last Resort?
I have been, yes.
Did you enjoy it? Probably. No. Yeah, I think you're a glutton for it.
I don't know. I felt bad for the servers.
I know, I did too.
I felt like that they were being forced to do something that was not all that comfortable.
They do that at the Wiener Circle in Chicago. They just scream at you when you go.
Hot dog restaurant?
I just want to get a hot dog, and they just light you up. Where's this another place? I think, Dick's was that, Wiener Circle. It's an odd business model.
Soup Nazi?
Yeah, it's an odd business model. Like, no, we're just going to insult our customers.
Is that the one in Chicago?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I've seen like a little clip about that one.
They don't mess around there.
All right, do we have AJ Preller audio? All right, this is last couple minutes of the show, but this is fresh, hot off the presses from Sam Levitt.
Hot beef, if you will.
In Peoria, Arizona, AJ Preller, his first media availability of the 2025 season.
A couple things done here in the last 24 hours. How big a deal is it to add those two guys?
Yeah, I mean, I think, again, like we've talked about it, I think every offseason a little different paces, and, you know, we've been patient, and ultimately we added, you know, adding Kyle Hart, that gives us, you know, another starting pitching option, left-handed, a guy that looks like he made some adjustments in Korea last year. And, you know, I think in general, like we like the group we have here in our camp, but we know that, you know, we're always going to be looking for opportunity, and especially from a starting pitching standpoint, we know we need a lot of options and need guys to take innings and quality innings, and that's been our focus over the last couple of weeks.
How challenging or not challenging was it to get the deals done the way you've done them? Be it Michael King, where you structured it the way you did, Pivetta, would structure the way it is, to help with the cash flow?
Yeah, I mean, I think, again, we have a creative group. You know, our baseball ops team, you know, Josh Stein, Nick Ennis, you know, we have a group that, you know, again, we always look for opportunity, the ability to try to find ways to get things done. You know, Peter used to talk about the art of the possible. So I think, again, like we understand every year is a little different, you know, what we can do from a dollar standpoint. Just trying to look and find opportunities that make sense for us, both in the short and long term, and hopefully we lined up on a couple of the last few days.
I like it. Sounds the same.
Does sound the same.
Yeah.
The same AJ saying words, but not really saying anything while he's saying those words.
It's an art form.
It is.
Yeah. He's really good at it.
Do you know what the
I'm glad that we rushed to get to that audio.
Do you know what the payroll is now that AJ has spoken?
No.
No.
Anything else coming down the pipe? No, no idea.
I don't know. Maybe.
Are they open to adding players and making the team better? Always.
Always.
Yeah.
Always listening.
Does it mean that they're going to?
Don't know.
Don't know.
We'll see. It's a hard team to cover. They can be.
Is that all we have from AJ? Or that's it?
That's what Adam...
That's what we pulled
There's
off.
One more, but we're
out of time. You know what?
Oh, man,
we'll leave it for Annie and Elston.
Yeah, they can
play. Can chew on that for 4 hours.
Yes. Yeah.
The insight.
Well, it was a fun one today. Feels like, you know, baseball is back. We know that, but it feels like baseball's back in San Diego. A little action.
I mean, two new pitchers since yesterday's show. Who knows what's in store before we rejoin you tomorrow for the Friday edition of Men and Woods.
Can't wait.
Should be fun. Let's see. Anything else we have planned for tomorrow? Friday, Paulie?
It's Valentine's Day.
What are we doing?
Well, it's Nick Pivetta's birthday tomorrow, too. Maybe he'll officially be announced. I don't think they've officially announced Nick Pivetta.
No, they have not yet. We need to get some stuff on the books for Valentine's Day. We did Ben's Valentine's one time.
That Candy Hearts.
Candy Hearts.
I liked Ben Reed's Romance last year.
Ben Reed's Romance was elite.
That has to happen again tomorrow.
Well, we'll definitely replay the one from last year because it was so good. Remember that? Barry White.
Can we come up with a dirtier one even?
Yeah, I'll find one.
More... sensual lyrics.
You know that.
Well, that's got that to look forward to tomorrow.
Correct.
All right, Annie and Elston are coming up next for our executive producer and imaging director, Paul Reindl. For Stephen Woods, I'm Ben Higgins. Have a great rest of your Thursday. Be safe out there on the roads. From all of us at San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. So long, everybody.